This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. As the old saying goes here in Illinois, there are two seasons in the state, winter and construction season. And now that we're in construction season, there is once again a renewed focus to make sure that drivers are obeying the law when they drive through construction zones. And you might say the Illinois State Police is trying something a little bit different in that regard that they announced today. We're going to talk about that with Illinois State Police District 7 Safety Education Officer Trooper Jason Wilson. As you may know, District 7 covers a portion of the area, including parts of Knox, Rock Island, Henry, and Mercer counties. In fact, all of those counties. Trooper Wilson, thanks for your time.
Hey, thanks, Will, and I just want to say, please don't say anything about it being construction season and not winter season too loud, because we're not quite sure if we're out of winter just yet.
For the record, you're the one that said that, not me. I, for one, would like to believe that season is done, but that's just me. But then again, history has a way of repeating itself around here, it seems like.
Yeah, and I'm not about to put my hopes up just yet.
Yeah, me either, for sure. Now that we're seeing a lot of the orange cones going up and there's a lot of road work across all the area, I know that there's quite a bit of it still up in the Quad Cities closer to where you are, and I know we'll start seeing more of that down this way, too. For those who don't recall, can you talk first a little bit about what the laws are regarding moving violations and driving in construction zones in general?
Sure. There are actually a couple of them. One, and both of them that we're going to talk about are pretty high priority for fatality reduction. The first one would be speeding, and that would be where if you're caught in a construction zone, most people think that's only when workers are present that we have to worry about that speed limit sign because it's changed from what it normally is, but that's not the case. The speed limit sign, whatever is posted, that's the speed limit. There isn't a, if workers aren't present, we can go whatever speed we want. It actually still counts as that speed limit. But if you're caught in the construction zone with workers present and you're issued a speeding citation, it is, first off, is an automatic court appearance. And then the fine starts at $375 and can go up from there. So that's a pretty big ticket and something that needs to be driven home pretty hard. And then the other one would be cell phones in the construction zone. That law was actually put into place before the hands-free law by several years, as a matter of fact. So it's where if you're in the construction zone and you have you're on your phone or you have any sort of device in your hands that you're manipulating or operating, then that will also count as a higher or aggravated offense for the distracted driving law. So they do focus heavily on some of the punishments of traffic violations in the construction zones, mostly because of all the crashes and fatalities that take place in those areas.
So, in other words, you shouldn't have a cell phone in your hand or using it while you're driving, and you shouldn't be speeding while you're driving anyway, especially in a construction zone.
Yes, there are extra penalties that are actually tacked on because of both those violations, simply because there's orange around you.
I was talking to somebody today who expressed some concern with it. In some cases in construction zones, you see the speed limit sign and it goes down to 45 or whatever it may be in a construction zone. And then right after that is the digital sign that tells you how fast you're going. And it doesn't even seem like you really get a lot of time to slow down at times before that digital sign comes up.
And the biggest reason for that is that if you're going into a normal speed zone or if you're going from the highway into a town, mm-hmm. you actually have an allotted amount of space, which is 100 yards or 300 feet before you're after that speed limit sign mm-hmm. before that speed can actually be enforced.
Ah, okay.
With a construction zone, because of the limited amount of space there might be for a construction zone, it's actually written into the law that you have to be at that speed limit at the sign.
So more or less you need to start thinking about slowing down before you ever get to the start of the construction zone.
And the reason that they are able to demand that is because by federal standards through the Department of Transportation, there has to be pre-worn signage all the way up to that construction zone. So, I mean, I know we all see where it says construction zone ahead, 5 miles, 2 miles, 1 mile, and then there it is.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody should be surprised when they come into a construction zone. The only reason that you might be is if you're not even actually driving your vehicle, you just happen to be the person behind the steering wheel as it's going down the road, which is probably one of the real problems that we're having to face.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's focus then on what you announced today. The state police and some other agencies are kind of getting together here, and you're kind of... I'm thinking of like a good old-fashioned like detective that would end up being in disguise to catch the bad guy, right? It's almost kind of what you're doing here, isn't it?
That is kind of the philosophy. We do have a trooper that is going undercover, and where this came from, we've been doing high visibility patrols in especially the 74 bridge project construction zones since they started.
Sure.
And the construction company on the Illinois side on doing the road work, it's Walsh Construction, and their supervisor actually came to us one day and said, "We can't tell you how much we love what you guys are doing. You're fantastic. You're doing a great job. You're always busy. You're always doing what we want you to. But it seems like since this is mostly local traffic anymore, there's only a few places you guys can sit. And all the people that have driven by for the last year know where you guys are going to be."
Mm-hmm.
So what we're seeing throughout the construction zone is they wait until they get past you, and then they go right back to the dangerous behaviors they were doing before, and it's still kind of scaring us. So, and they came to us and said, "Would you guys like to borrow one of our trucks? And we've got some hard hats and some safety gear laying around. Would you want to put that on? And then maybe have somebody up in the construction zone radioing to the chase cars that are going to be outside of the construction zone to be able to actually try to stop this a little bit more." And we found that to be a pretty good idea. So we have a trooper that actually will sit in a construction truck, and they'll have the lights going, and they've got the hard hat and all the safety gear with the vest and everything, high visibility. And instead of working on the road, they're watching the road, but they're watching outside of the construction zone to see what drivers are doing. And I don't have the hard numbers right now, but I will be giving them out fairly shortly.
Yeah.
And we were able to stay pretty busy today because we had 3 catch cars, and within the first 10 minutes, we had no more catch cars available because they were all on traffic stops.
Oh, goodness. You know, and driving in that area of I-74 along the bridge there is always just made... Maybe it's just the width of the lanes on the old bridge just makes me so nervous. But I couldn't imagine how much bigger of a problem that would be with all that construction going on in that area.
Yeah, exactly. It's always been kind of a dangerous area. But now with lane shifts and the lanes being narrowed and heavy equipment being moved around, it is so important that people are paying attention to what they're doing. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're not trying to hide what we're even doing. We're wanting to actually put that out so that people will think when they see that construction truck, is that going to be a police officer that's going to be able to say that I did something wrong, or is that going to be just another construction worker? So we really want to get that out there so that people kind of have safety in the front part of their mind as they're driving through these construction zones. If we could write no tickets, that would be great.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, one of the things that we say quite often is I would much rather write a citation at this point in time than have to go to somebody's house and give notification.
Certainly so, yeah. Have you had, other than just, you said the construction company has noticed a lot of this dangerous behavior, for lack of a better term, how serious has it gotten there? Have there been injuries? Have there been construction workers that have been in danger of serious injury at times, or has it mostly just been, you know, a combination of drivers speeding and construction workers kind of, I guess, maybe keeping a better eye out?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
And what really kind of is amazing was today I went down to their safety meeting and talked with the crew. And I'm looking at these guys, and they've got little stickers on their hard hats as to where they've worked on sites. And we're talking guys that have worked from Georgia through Washington. So, I mean, they have been around the country doing these jobs. And so I think with the number of stickers I've been seeing on these hard hats, you've got a lot of years of experience there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they really are in tune with what traffic's doing simply because they've seen it. So they know if things are starting to get a little bit more dangerous. And I'm sure that there have been several people who've kind of had that mentality. If they can go push it just a little bit now, maybe they can push it a little bit more tomorrow. And eventually, somebody who hasn't been stopped or hasn't seen any consequences to an action that might be illegal, eventually they might end up going too fast, or they might end up not paying attention to whatever it was and cause a major crash. And we've had some minor crashes up there. We've had some personal injury crashes. But we want to make sure that we try to keep everything as safe as possible for both the workers and the drivers, because one of the things that no one really thinks about is that there's around 130 construction workers every year that are killed throughout the United States in construction zones. There are multiple thousands of drivers that are killed in construction zones. So the drivers might think that the construction zone's dangerous for just the construction workers, so they may have kind of a less of a care. But if you want to bring it home and make it a little bit more personal, in all honesty, every time you go through that construction zone, you're also endangering everybody inside your vehicle. So you have to be as safe as possible as you approach that zone and all the way through it.
Do you see, are you just focusing on the I-74 bridge work at this point, or do you see possibly expanding this to other construction projects in the district in the future?
Oh, this could easily be adapted to any construction project in the future. I'm not sure right now. I'm the trooper, so my bosses will have to kind of look at their plans, and when we have the manpower, I have a feeling that this is probably going to be seen a few more times throughout the construction season.
All right. One last question before I let you go, Jason. I know there's been a lot of flooding up in that area, mostly on the Iowa side of the Quad Cities, but has state police or other agencies up there run into any problems because of flooding from, you know, in terms of vehicles not turning around, if you will, or other things like that?
Oh, yeah. There have been several, even on the Illinois side, that there's been a little bit of coverage, but not much, only because Iowa has been hit so hard.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there have been several vehicles that have had to have their occupants rescued, and it's all because everybody thinks, well, that road closed sign's for everybody else. I will be fine. The problem with it is you hear the phrase, turn around, don't drown. You might think, well, I know this road like the back of my hand. I know that when I go drive across here, there's only going to be 6 inches of water out there. But the problem is there may have only been 6 inches of water until that water washed that road away.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a 15-foot hole. So we just want people to understand that if those signs are up, they're up for a reason. It's not just because we were bored and want to mess with traffic patterns. We need to make sure people are safe, and we don't want to take any chances of somebody going through that flood water, because there may not be anything down there. Or what could also happen is if you're driving on that road while it's underwater, you're going to also mess up that roadbed and possibly degrade it to where you were able to save a little bit of time today, but because of what you did, now that road's been taken out for 3 months, and you have to take some other way to get around until it's fixed.
But if you were bored and wanted to mess with all those traffic patterns, wouldn't that help you fill those quotas you supposedly have to meet every month?
Well, that's what social media says.
That's what
not exactly how it works.
I was going to say, I like to ask you about that every time we talk, because you know, it's probably still the biggest rumor. You probably spend a lot of time probably a lot of time dispelling more than you would like to, I'm sure.
Yeah, there have been a few speeches about that, yes.
Yeah, I would think so. All right, Illinois State Trooper Jason Wilson with District 7 in East Moline, thanks so much for your time, and I can't imagine actually seeing you in construction gear, but maybe I will someday.
You never know.
Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Will.
Stay tuned. Galesburg's Evening News continues in a moment on WGIL.